The Theia Island in Fiji is remote. Untouched by tourism and industry, the environment here is pristine, and its 1,000 inhabitants intend to keep it this way. In 2006, the elders banned the use of chemicals and fertilizers, and last year, they officially declared the Theia an organic island. Because of this declaration, they've managed to rebuff government plans to build a timber processing plant here. Although it would have created much-needed jobs, the elders believe that organics is the long-term economic solution. Epeli Ndranindalo is the chairman of the Theia's Island Council.
I believe that is the best way to create a path for our children to follow, where they will find peace and prosperity.
And the children here have already started on this path. The principal of the island's high school, Ezekiele Karikiritu, always supported the idea of an organic island, and he believes that young people are the key to sustaining it.
When they leave the school, they will take up their places in the village. I thought that for the sustainability of the thought of organic and for the future well-being of the people and their livelihood, it was best to target these young students at an early age.
Here on the island, we are using a...
organic farming.
The students here not only learn about organic farming in the classroom, they also take their knowledge outside, where they use organic methods to grow the food for their meals. Melika Wangabuni is one of the students here.
We are very much involved with the agricultural activities, especially since the organic declaration. It teaches us students to be more responsible of how we manage our resources. We take care of the environment, and so is likewise, the environment will provide for us what we need.
The environment may provide what they need, but will it earn them money? Virgin coconut oil is a staple cooking ingredient here that has now become popular worldwide. After learning that buyers are prepared to pay a premium if it is produced organically, the women of the five villages of the Theia each formed a group to produce the oil for international sale. But the women soon discovered that it wasn't enough to say the Theia is an organic island. International buyers also want organic certification. At a cost of more than $10,000 a year, certification by a recognized external body is out of their reach. But a year ago, Stephen Hazelman from the Pacific Organic and Ethical Trade Community, or POETCOM, suggested another option.
Groups of farmers get together, discuss, and certify themselves. This certification is done to a standard, and in this case, we are using the Pacific Organic Standard. The documentation, the paperwork, and all that is identical to a third-party certification. The difference here is we are certifying ourselves.
In order to certify themselves, all the farmers and producers on the island make a pledge to follow the stringent rules of organic production. They then keep an eye on each other. Compared to the annual visit of an external certifier, the monitoring is frequent. Every 2 weeks, they inspect each other's production records. They then meet monthly to decide if certification should be granted. With support from the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development and the Secretariat of the Pacific Community, POETCOM hopes to make this the main method of organic certification in the region. After working for less than a year on the Theia Island, Stephen can already see a change here.
On this island, there's a change in attitude. It's like a hope, reawakening of hope.
And there's a lot of hope on the island this week. An exporter met with the woman to see if they can supply her Korean clients. And an international spa who sampled the oil has placed their first order for more than 600 litres. Meanwhile, the school children here are planting more organic coconut trees, knowing that a bold decision by their elders will secure their future. Joanne Leverton, United Nations.